Good morning. I'm Alan Drury, and I work for Con Edison. We're pleased to have with us this morning Olivia Dunn, the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. Olivia is 18 years old, and she's a senior at Rhinek High School, where she's captain of the softball team. She's the daughter of Anthony and Viola Dunn, and they live in Mamaroneck. Olivia, welcome, and thanks for joining us, and congratulations.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you're down to your final days of high school, so you're headed for a big transition to college. How does that feel?
It's really exciting. You know, the 4 years have been really building up to this, and I can't wait to graduate.
We've had an incredible career on the diamond, and in the classroom, and in the community. Since you've been on the varsity softball team, Rhinek has won 3 league titles and a section championship. And a lot of that is due to you. You're 37-12 as a pitcher with more than 500 strikeouts. As a hitter, your career average is close to 400. And you pitched a no-hitter yesterday.
Yeah, softball is a team effort. I really attribute a lot of it to my team.
Let me mention some of your other accomplishments. You've been All-League for 4 years, All-Section for 3 years, All-State for 2 years, Team MVP for 3 years. You were the 2017 League Pitcher of the Year, Journal News All-Star for 2 years, and you've been the captain for 2 years. What do you attribute all that success to? Is it natural talent or hard work?
Oh, definitely hard work. I've really put in a lot of effort to working with my coaches, with my teammates, to try and achieve what I have, and I really thank all my family and my friends and my coaches for all the support they've given me through these years.
What part of the sport do you find you have to work on the most, hitting or pitching?
I definitely end up working on pitching more. It's really like the focus of my workouts, but I usually find that a lot of the same drills and workouts used for pitching and hitting work on the same lower body mechanics. So while I'm working on like my pitching and my hitting, it really helps the other.
What's the key to the pitching? Would you say it's location?
Location and definitely spin on the ball, especially this year. When you see girls in other programs getting better and getting more used to faster pitching, a lot of it's definitely about how the ball spins and how it hits the bat.
And how about hitting?
With hitting, it's a lot of mechanics and getting your hands to the ball and through the ball to make contact. A lot of hitters usually try to focus too hard on trying to hit the ball with a lot of force, but if you just get your hands there and get them through, the ball will go.
Tell us a little bit about your preparation for a game if you're pitching. Let's say a big game. Are you nervous? What do you do to prepare?
Mm-hmm. The whole day of the game, I like to get up kind of early, eat a good breakfast, and I love warming up with my catcher, Sam. We usually start about 30 minutes before game time, and we'll go through my flicks, my drills, and she really helps me get in the mindset of the game and keep me calm right before we're going into a big game.
Give us an example of one of the drills that you do.
I like to start up close with wrist flicks just to work on the location of my pitches and how I should finish my hand when I finish through the pitch, and that'll take me about 5 minutes.
Do you feel yourself improving year to year? Do you feel like you're better as a pitcher and hitter than, let's say, a year ago?
Definitely. I've worked hard each year to try to improve the things that I've noticed haven't been going so well that year. And a lot of it's also about your mental state when you're in a game and just better understanding the little ins and outs of the game that really help you become a better player.
Tell us a little bit about mental state, Olivia. Do you mean your focus? Is it confidence?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have in mind there?
Since I was younger, confidence has kind of been a little bit of an issue for me, but I'm so thankful. I've got such great support from my family, my coaches, and my teammates. They've really helped me focus on the positives while constructively working through the negatives and, you know, keeping a balance between the highs and lows of how you're playing really helps.
Why do you think confidence is an issue with all the success you've had?
I don't know. I've never really been focused on the positive end game all the time. I like to look at the little things, and I'm kind of nitpicky, but looking at the bigger picture and taking a step back sometimes really helps me focus on what's important.
Do you have any favorite athletes? Who do you look to that has sort of inspired you?
Jenny Finch definitely is one of my role models. When I was younger, I remember getting a couple of her memoirs and her books, and I met her at one of my tournaments, and she signed a ball for me.
Wow.
And she was just one of those people who spoke to young athletes and really, it seems like she was reaching out with this like positive mentality, and she was teaching us to have self-confidence, and I really loved her.
What other positions have you played besides pitcher?
My first 2 years on varsity, I was second baseman, and for my tournament teams, I'll also play outfields when I'm not pitching.
Okay. Do you have any preference there?
I love being an outfielder. Pitching is, of course, my favorite, but I love being out in the field, running around. I love pop-ups. Pop-ups are so much fun.
Well, they're fun when you catch them, right?
Of course, yeah.
So you must like the competition.
Well, the competition's great. It's really why I play the sport. It's that rush when you're on the field. It's seeing your teammates achieve something and being there to support them. Yeah, the competition's great.
What first drew you to softball?
Well, I started playing t-ball when I think I was 5 or 6, and I remember my dad used to coach me, and I started just for the post-game snacks, being honest, but I just found such a love for the sport when I was on the field, and I realized that it facilitates this camaraderie between your friends and realizing that you have the power to do something if you just believe in yourself and work hard enough to do it, and I thought that was amazing.
Well, that's a good reason, the snacks.
Yeah.
Is there any particular game you've had that stands out? Maybe it's yesterday with the no-hitter.
Yesterday's game was really good. But there's one game, I think it was last year. It was the semifinals game, I think, against Putnam Valley. And I remember it was a really tight game. And towards the end, we were in the hole a little bit. And I just remember there was one inning where we rallied as a team. We had one or two outs, and the hits just started and they kept coming, and there was this energy in the dugout that you really can't understand unless you've been there. And I remember one of my friends hit a double and I tripped over a bucket, and we were yelling and screaming, and the next day we all lost our voices, but it was amazing. I'll never forget it.
So you tripped over a bucket near the bench?
Yes.
Hopefully you didn't get hurt.
No, it was okay.
Now, how do you find the time for your softball? Because you must practice a lot, but you also study a lot. The class of 2018 salutatorian, and you maintain a grade point average of 98.5. That's incredible. It means you get an A in just about every class you take. So how do you find the time for all that and the balance?
Well, time management's really important, and I feel like the process has been a growth throughout high school as I've started to take on more activities and take harder classes. And it's just being able to allocate what time has to go to certain activities like studying or sports, and really having the two complement each other. If I'm stressed about studying, I'll go out and work for a little while, and like after a good game, I'm usually more focused and I can come back and study. So it's just understanding where the time needs to go and making it happen.
Let me tell the listeners a little bit more about your academic success. You're an advanced placement scholar in English, macroeconomics, calculus, biology, and physics, and you're also the class president. I'm wondering what a typical day is like for you during the softball season. I guess you're up early and off to school, but how do you balance your practices and games with your studying on a game day?
Mm-hmm. On a game day, depending on whether we're home or away, I'll usually get home around maybe 8 o'clock. And then there are some days where the workload gets kind of hard, but during the day, I found it really helpful to go to teachers for extra help, and our teachers are really great about helping me study and really focus my studying on what needs to be done. And just taking it bit by bit, taking it day by day, not letting, you know, the pressures of several days come up and attack me at once. Just being able to manage each day as its own has really been helpful.
So with all that activity, you must be exhausted by the time night comes around and by the time the weekend comes around.
Yeah, I love sleeping. It's great.
Especially after a good game, right?
Yeah.
What, do you have a favorite class?
I love AP Bio and AP Physics. They're similar classes in that they're both in the science field and they can both apply to what I want to do in the future, which is I want to be a doctor. But I love how the classes make you think, and they make you think differently. Bio makes you apply knowledge and really think about different real life scenarios where you can use this knowledge of things so small to just help people. And physics is a lot of thinking and applied math.
Well, it's certainly a demand for people with those skills, STEM skills, science, technology, engineering, and math. Mm-hmm. You said you want to be a physician?
I do. After college, I hope to go to med school.
What kind of doctor?
I want to be a biomedical engineer, so study different particles, genetic engineering, and hopefully with a concentration in nanotechnology.
Wow. What draws you to that?
Well, I found the interest when I was younger, and I was doing a little exploration with TED Talks and independent projects, but I've always loved the idea of helping people and contextualizing that love for science I've always had in a way that will help people, and I think that's the way to do it.
Wow, that's That's something. I see that you also do some volunteer work. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I love volunteering at the softball clinics that are run through the Rhinex softball program. And I also do some volunteer work at local STEM fests and science fairs for younger kids. And I really love helping them build little marshmallow catapults to learn the basics of physics or do some chemical reactions, and just helping kids find that love that I was lucky enough to find when I was younger. It's really great.
Olivia, nobody achieves success all alone. Can you tell us about some of the people in your life who have been an inspiration?
Mm-hmm.
Who are they, and what have they taught you?
Well, it's absolutely been my family. My mom, she immigrated from Taiwan when she was younger, and she's always worked so hard for the things she achieved. And just, it's like, especially being a woman in such, like, a competitive field, she's taught me to always work hard and have confidence in myself. And really, I can push through anything if I try hard enough and I set my mind to it.
Well, everybody has taught you well. Let me read some of the comments that came in on your nomination form. Your coach, Joan Spadafino, said, Olivia has worked at our softball clinics for the past 6 years with more than 100 hours of community service. She also has volunteered for Little League clinics and tryouts. Recently, she points out that you won your 500th game. Your athletic director, Mr. Siglia, says, Olivia is the true meaning of a student athlete. She has been a pleasure to have in our program. She attacks her academics and athletics with tenacity and passion. She is humble and soft-spoken and a positive person who shies away from personal attention or accolades. She is off the charts bright and universally liked by her classmates, teachers, and community members. Olivia would be an outstanding ambassador of the Con Edison Award and someone who I recommend without reservation. One of your counselors, Mrs. Manda Mankey, says of you, she is also the one that personifies the reason you went into education. Olivia has distinguished herself among a very small group of students considered to be cream of the crop. She is an exceptional young woman who has immersed herself in every fabric of our school community and beyond. So you must be proud to hear comments like that.
I'm so grateful. This really means so much to me to have people who support me like this. Thank you so much, everyone who's helped me.
And those are all people that you look up to.
Absolutely. These are all people I see most of the days, and it means so much to me that they see me like this. I really hope that I can live up to their expectations.
Let's talk a little bit about your family, Olivia. Do you have brothers and sisters?
I do. I have a younger brother. He's 16.
Any pets?
Yes, we have a beagle named Cooper. He's 8 months old.
Cooper, 8 months old. Mm-hmm. And what are your plans after high school?
After high school, I'm going to attend the University of Chicago, where I'll be playing softball.
Okay, that's a great city. What will your major be there?
Either molecular engineering or cancer biology, or maybe a double major.
Wow. And what drew you to Chicago?
I visited the city a few years ago, and I immediately fell in love with it. The history and the dynamic of the city was so amazing, and I visited the school, and Chicago really prioritizes the education of the entire student and this sort of idea of humanism and contextualizing your education in a way that helps you understand not only your perception, but also those of others. And I thought it was great.
Do you think you'll root for the Cubs or the White Sox?
Cubs, definitely. I'm a Rizzo fan.
You like Anthony Rizzo?
Yeah.
And you'll play softball there. How do you see yourself adjusting to the higher level of competition?
Mm-hmm. Well, it'll definitely be a process. I'll have to work really hard, work with my teammates and adjust to the new coaches, but I think it'll be a great experience.
Do you feel any apprehension or anxiety about going off to college? It's a whole new experience.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little nervous, but, you know, mostly excited. I can't wait to meet my team, to meet my new friends, and to go to such an amazing school. It's really an honor.
What advice would you give to someone just starting high school? If you could provide somebody with a piece of advice, a freshman?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Be open to new experiences. Be willing to work hard. And just have confidence in yourself and know that you can achieve whatever you want to if you work hard enough.
Well, that's good. If you could achieve one thing in your life, what would it be?
To help people. That's ultimately what I want to do with my life. Yes, I'm going to pursue my passion in science because it's a field that really interests me. But I want to make a difference by helping people. And that's really what I hope to do.
You strike me as someone that'll probably continue to do volunteer work even after school once you have a career.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Anything come to mind that you'd like to do in the volunteer area?
Definitely within the medical field, maybe going abroad. I'd really love to help people in other communities.
Well, that's tremendous. Olivia, I can't thank you enough for spending this time with us.
Thank
Congratulations
you so
on
much.
A great career and all the best to you at college.
Thank you.
Thank you.